Why do we pray? Why do we fold our hands and look up at the sky? We cry. We ask why. Why do we go to a temple, a monastery, a synagogue, a gurudwara, a church? Why do we call out the name of God? Why do we bow down to a god or goddess? Why do we pray? We pray for a purpose. Prayer is not fun. Prayer is not going to a park. Prayer is not shopping in a mall. Prayer is communicating with God. Most of us don't know who is God, where is God, what is God, but still we pray. When we pray, and we don't know to whom we pray, and we don't know what we say, but we still pray. We don't pray. We just bray. We are no better than a donkey, because our prayer is controlled by the monkey mind. The monkey makes us pray. But we don't even understand. There are four types of prayers. The first prayer is prayer for problems. The second prayer is prayer for pleasure. The third prayer is prayer for purpose. And the fourth prayer is prayer after you have attained all of this. When there is no need for any pleasure, peace, when there are no problems, when we've achieved our purpose, you still pray, because you have attained that state of perfection, that state of divine bliss, that state of realization, that state of enlightenment. So what is prayer? Prayer is not just talking to God. Prayer is also listening. Unfortunately, because we pray and there is so much noise, we don't hear the divine voice. We pray to a God who's somewhere far away in the skies. These are lies. But we pray to that God, and therefore we don't hear God's voice, because there is so much noise in this world. There is so much noise, and we don't hear God's voice, because God is inside us. God is within. And because we do not realize, God is a power. God is not made of bone and skin. God has no name, no form. God does not belong to a religion. Because we don't realize this, we pray and we keep praying, but our prayers are never answered. Therefore, also remember that prayer is not an instamatic way of making God respond to us. Most people think, oh, I prayed but God didn't reply. Remember this, when you pray, there are four ways God answers prayer. When the idea is not right, God says no. When the time is not right, God says slow. When you are not ready, God says grow. But when everything is ready, then God says go. And then miracles happen. The impossible becomes possible. Dreams come true. Therefore, today, let us stop and learn to understand what is prayer, why we pray, and how we should pray. Those who understand the meaning of prayer, they stop, they pause, and they realize prayer is not just some blabbering to God. Prayer is not mumbling some chant, some hymn, some song. What is prayer? Prayer is the ability not just to talk to God, but to listen to God. Those who evolve from prayer that's for problems to prayer that's for pleasure, when they evolve to prayer for purpose, then only we reach that state of prayer which is perfection. What is that prayer? What is that prayer which is a perfect prayer? It is that prayer not to God, who has a name, a form. That is prayer to sip the supreme immortal power. The temple of God is within. God lives in the temple of our heart. We think the kingdom of God is in heaven, in the skies, but the kingdom of God is inside. When are we going to learn to go inside? True prayer is not going to a temple or a church. True prayer is going inside in search of the divine. Each one of us has a soul, a spark of unique life, but we don't realize it. The soul is God. The soul comes from God. The soul goes back to God. When are we going to realize what true prayer is all about? When are we going to stop demanding from God? God is not a vending machine. God is not an ATM. You don't go put your card inside and you press the button and say, God, I want this prayer to be answered. You don't pray to God and say, God, you're not listening to me. You don't tell God what you want from God. You tell God to give you what you deserve. That is true prayer. Unfortunately, most of us go to pray when we have no option, we have no choice. When there's a disease, there's a problem, there's something we can't deal, it's impossible. There are fears and worries and stress and anxiety and problems, and we can't solve those problems. Oh God, help me, God. Is that all prayer is all about? Is that all God is for, to solve our problems? There's a good quote by an ancient Indian poet. He says, if all we do is go to God when there is pain, if all we do is go to God when there is pain, then remember this, that you will suffer again and again. Because unless you go to God, unless you go to God in a moment when you are glad, only then will come that moment that you will never be sad. You have to go to God in moments of celebration. When you go to God in moments of celebration, remember this, there will be no desperation. There will be no desperation because you are connected with the divine. And don't just keep talking and talking and talking to God. Learn to listen. And listening to God means accepting the divine will. Listening to God means surrendering, offering your life and saying, oh God, I accept your divine will. I surrender to you. After all, this world is a show. We are like actors, we come and we go. We brought nothing with us. Nothing will we take when we go. This is the simple truth of life. But because we don't realize, we keep praying, oh God, I want that car. Oh God, I want that house. Will that car or that house ever belong to us? Never. That car, that house, no possession will be ours. No pleasure is permanent. If we truly want prayer, we pray to God for peace. And we pray to God to show us the true purpose of life. When we achieve the true purpose of life, when we overcome ignorance, when we realize the truth, when we spend moments in silence, when we still the mind, we kill the mind, we reach that state of consciousness. In that state of consciousness, we listen to God's voice because there is no noise. Therefore, we must realize that prayer should not be just talking to God, but listening to God. Prayer should not be just when there are problems, when there is pain. Prayer is building a union with the divine. Prayer is being connected to God all the time. True prayer is yoga, and true yoga is prayer. In yoga, there is a union with the divine. Just like a good SIM card is connected to the satellite and always has good network. That is good prayer. Good prayer is having a good network with the divine. I love this story. And somebody was walking and telling God, oh God, whenever I walk, I turn back and I see There are two set of footprints, mine and yours. I know, God, I'm never alone, because your footprints always remind me that you walk by my side. But one day I turned and I saw there were only one set of footprints, not two. Oh God, you deserted me. Why did you forsake me, oh Lord? And the Lord says, you fool, you fool. That day when there were just one set of footprints, that day you were in so much trouble, you were in so much pain, you were in such problems that I was carrying you. That footprint was mine. Your footprints were missing. But because you don't trust, you don't believe that I will carry you in your toughest moments. This is a way to evolve in prayer. This is a way to climb that ladder to heaven, the ladder to God. Remember, you can't find God. All these prayers are good till you reach that state where you realize God. You realize God when you open your real eyes. You realize God when you come to know that God is not far away. God is within. God is a supreme immortal power. God is the soul. God is everywhere, in everything. God is in every molecule of matter. Everything beautiful is divine. When you start experiencing God everywhere, that is true prayer. You realize God is birthless and deathless, beginningless and endless. God is the causeless cause. Therefore, God is not God. God is Sip. Because gods belong to religion. And the real power is beyond religion. It is Sip, the supreme immortal power. When we realize God is Sip, then we realize the God within. In the sun that glows, in the wind that blows, in the water that flows, there is God everywhere. Because God is Sip. God is a supreme immortal power. And as long as we want to pray to that God who is name and form, we can have faith in God. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, full assurance in the heart. We can have hope, H-O-P-E, having only positive expectations. We can have trust, T-R-U-S-T, total reliance, unconditional surrender to the Almighty. You can have faith and hope and trust, but you will never realize God. You will never realize God because you only want God because you need God. If you want to realize God, you have to go beyond faith, hope, and trust. You have to go beyond enthusiasm. You have to love God. True prayer is loving God. You yearn for God. Oh Lord, I seek you. I seek nothing but you. Oh Lord, fill my life with you and nothing but you. Fill me so much, oh Lord. Fill me so much that there is no space for anything else. Make my priority of life, you, O Lord. I seek nothing else. When we reach that state where we seek God and nothing but God, when we yearn for God, yearn so deeply, more than a miser yearns for gold, more than a lover yearns for the beloved, more than a child yearns for its mother whom it has lost, when we have the triple yearning for God, then our prayer is true prayer. True prayer is being with God all the time. True prayer is an unbroken connection. True prayer is becoming one with the Lord. It is through prayer that we can realize God. But remember, God is not there, far away. God is here. When you realize God is here, you will open your real eyes and you will become one with the Lord. You and me, we are not these bodies that we wear. This body will die. Where is the mind? We cannot find. You and me, we are souls. We are a spark of unique life, S-O-U-L. And just like the wave comes from the ocean and goes back into the ocean, we, the soul, come from the divine, from Sip, and we go back to Sip. Prayer is being able to pray to Sip. Prayer is being in the ever-loving presence of the Lord. Prayer is living in bliss, in peace, in joy, knowing I am nothing, you are everything. I am but a divine instrument. I am because you are. I am just an effect. You are the cause. Without you, what would I be? Oh Lord, may I remember you and you alone. Give me that forgiveness. Give me that forgetfulness. Give me that forgetfulness that I forget everything else and just remember you. For that is true prayer.